Blog Talk Radio.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues, and I've come to say it.
Good morning and welcome to the A New Day Show. My name is Dynamic Daphne. I'm the queen of the empowered soul, and I am so privileged to be your host this morning. We are broadcasting out of New Milford, where we had just a dusting of snow this morning. So I'm looking at some beautiful branches, and the ground is all covered with snow. So it's another blessed morning that we are alive to experience the change in the weather. We have two wonderful episodes for you this morning. Our first guest that will be on momentarily is none other than Mr. Greg Williams. And Mr. Williams will be on from TD Bank. So anybody you know who is an entrepreneur or small business owner, you want to text them or send an email quickly, because they won't want to miss this first segment. But before I bring Mr. Williams on, there are a couple of things I want to mention. I want to give a heartfelt thanks to a new friend that I have acquired about a month ago, and that's Jennifer Siddle. And Jennifer is out of Rochester, New York, and she's just such a wonderful blessing. And I just want to thank you, Jennifer, for warming my heart and to let you know the great value that you have brought into my life. Now, the other thing I want to do is to send congratulations out to one of my clients, because for those of you who work with coaches, or if you are a coach yourself and you're listening on the show this morning, you know that each accomplishment that your clients has accomplished, you feel blessed to be part of that. And I want to congratulate Wayne Winsley for the new position that he has acquired by being the communication director for one of the local people here in Connecticut that is planning to run for the governor. And Wayne went ahead and thanked me for the role that I have played in his personal development. He has been my client for quite a number of years. I am his coach, and I want to congratulate him on that accomplishment. The other thing I want to talk about briefly is the Vision Weekend Conference that is coming up on May the 6th through the 9th, and that will take place at the Heritage Hotel is Southbury. Heritage has golf, it has a spa, and it's just an amazing property that anyone would want to spend a weekend. So there is a fan page up on Facebook. You can follow the conference on Twitter. And of course, the early bird registration cutoff is February the 14th. So hey, there is your opportunity to get yourself registered for Happy Valentine's Day, because this is an investment that you would want to put into the expansion and growth of your small business. So again, it's the Vision Weekend Conference coming up on May the 6th through the 9th. And in the weeks ahead, we will be having some teleseminars where we will be featuring each faculty member for an hour. So you can just get a taste of what they will be giving you at the conference. So we look forward to seeing you there, and all the information on the conference will be up on the website soon. And next week, I will give you the new website for the conference. So without any further delay, Mr. Williams has been hanging out in the virtual green room, and I just want to bring the man of the hour on. Mr. Williams, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Daphne. Thank you so much for inviting me on your show this morning.
It is a privilege. It is a privilege because, you know, Greg, you have so much to offer. I know that you're here this morning representing the bank, but I need the entrepreneurs to understand there's so much more to Greg that you will be able to relate to. And I want them to grab their pen and paper this morning because they are going to sign off this segment with a lot of nuggets that will help them to catapult their business. So would you please take a few minutes and introduce yourself to the listeners, Greg?
Sure, Daphne. My name's Greg Williams. Thank you all for the listening audience out there taking some gracious time to listen to me today. My name's Greg Williams. I currently work for TD Bank. I am the branch manager located in a branch here in Connecticut. It's located in an affluent area in Connecticut. Why I say that, because in today's world, and specifically in your personal life, and more poignant in your business life, you need anybody who's involved, and of course in the life of living, needs to have a relationship with a bank, kind of similar with your relationship that you have with your personal doctor. Because of course your personal finances, whether it's from a personal perspective or a business perspective, is a big piece of your life. My background and how I came to TD Bank is my background has been historically in the corporate space, and I specifically was involved in service-related companies providing services, but my role was specifically in business development, nurturing business, finding new business, keeping my existing business happy, and keeping them coming back to me. So I spent probably my first 15 years in the corporate arena in the business development space, and I was in multiple spaces, not so much in banking, but in the technology space, in the technology services space, specifically training, and in other areas involved with technology. That afforded me the opportunity to really understand how businesses work in relationship to the service and the needs that I was providing, but understanding what they needed. And it was a really good opportunity for me because my territory expanded from the Northeast, from Pennsylvania up, and then gradually increased from the whole eastern side of the United States, and then in managing 20 people on the eastern seaboard that were more territorial, and I lending from a supervisory perspective, helping them position themselves in the business development role. From that particular space, I moved on to, unfortunately, if you all remember 9/11, my office was in 9/11 in the Trade Center at that time. And at that point in time, it afforded me an opportunity to really look at my life, hence that terrible incident that happened, to really examine my life at that point in time, because at that point I was traveling on a plane, train, automobile, pretty much every week, every day out of that 7 years I was working down there. I really kind of wanted to refocus my life and hone it towards home and give back to the community. And from that perspective, I got involved with local politics in a town in Connecticut, which afforded me the opportunity to apply for a council seat, which was an elected position, which I actually was able to win. And then that afforded me the opportunity to work in the mayor's office as his community services director. And then at that point in time, I really got in tune with the community from the business perspective, from the personal perspective, really understanding the town in which I lived and worked to understand what their needs are from a community services perspective. From then on, From then on, I actually was involved in an entrepreneurial role by actually buying into a business that I had successfully started and ran for 3 years. And it was a franchise business. And that really gave me the opportunity to really understand from the businessman's owner's perspective, which I always used to cater to get business and business from. I was on now on the other side of the other side of the aisle, being a business owner and starting something from ground zero. From that perspective, it really made it interesting for me because I was just not only focused on sales. I really had to focus on all aspects of business: a relationship with my banker, a relationship with my accountant, a relationship with my customer base on why I was opening my doors for business and keeping that customer happy and keeping them involved in my service that I was providing. And then from that particular opportunity landed me this position here at banking, and more uniquely, and why in banking, everybody's probably wondering, because I'm not a traditional banker, and TD Bank really wasn't looking for a traditional banker in a store branch manager's perspective. They were looking for somebody who really had an understanding of the business owner, because my role and responsibility now in the banking piece is to really understand the small business owner from a lending, from a banking relationship, to a coaching relationship, to help that business owner stay on track in the sense of doing business and always being in a situation to be lender friendly. So that right now, in this particular capacity where I'm at with TD Bank, I'm really being successful of getting an opportunity to circle back with businesses from a banking perspective to understand what their needs are and providing the services that we provide here. But I'm unique because I've been where they've been. I understand their pain, their successes, and what their gaps are from a financial perspective that is needed, and hopefully that we'll be able to provide that builds a better relationship with them.
Great. Thank you so much, Greg. And I am so happy that you have structured the beginning of our conversation the way you did, because entrepreneurs need to understand when they are building relationships, the value of the relationships that they are getting into. And the relationship with you and your organization is one that fully understand where they are coming from, because I am sure in many of the conversations that you have had with your customers, occasionally you reflect on when you were wearing your entrepreneurial hat. I just know that clearly. Before we continue, I want to remind the listeners, and I thank the people who are in the chat room, and please keep your questions coming. I want to remind them that they can call in 646-915-8166, and they can have a conversation. And we have a caller in on the line. I'm not sure whether the caller is listening or the caller wants to ask a question. So if you're hearing me, caller, if you want to ask a question, just raise your hand up. And, let me check. I think I know who this person is. So let me just put the person on the line, Greg. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Sure.
Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 7473. I just hung them up. Hold on here. Caller, good morning. Your last four digits are 7473. Are you listening, or are you calling to say something to Mr. Williams?
I can do either. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you very clearly. State your name, please, and where you're calling from.
I'm Gail Williams, Danbury, Connecticut.
Good morning, Mrs. Williams. How are you?
Good, good, good. I'm enjoying your talk. This is my first live talk, so I wanted to call and just say what a great job you're doing, Daphne and Greg. You're doing an awesome job.
Thank you so very much. And all the entrepreneurs you know, go ahead and text them and tell them to get on the call because they want to be listening to this conversation. So
thank
you.
They definitely do.
Thank you for listening in, and we will talk with you later.
Sounds great. Keep up the great work, Daphne and Greg.
Thank you
so very much. Thank you so very much.
Bye.
Good. Bye-bye. It's good to know we have cheerleaders. And, of course, I want to let the listeners know, too, that Gail Williams is the better three quarters of Greg Williams. And she, too, is an amazing entrepreneur. She has such rounded skills. Right now, she's back in the corporate arena. But she herself is a successful entrepreneur. She has her company, one of America's best salespeople that you could ever, ever encounter. And I'm just so blessed to know them both. So,
thank you, Daphne.
Yeah, I'm so happy that she took the time to call in this morning. So, you so eloquently started the conversation about where you have been and what you entered TD Bank with, and as a bank, and I learned the other day when we had a meeting that TD Bank is a Canadian bank.
Yes, that's correct. TD Bank is historically and still is a Canadian bank. TD stands for Toronto Dominion. The stock market symbol is TD. For anybody who looks up on that perspective on the internet, I'm very proud to be associated with a bank like this for a numerous amount of reasons. And I apologize if this appears to be a commercial, but it really isn't. And why one of the reasons why I wanted to associate my name with this bank, TD Bank, as I said, is historically a Canadian bank, and from the financial markets, the Canadians. Banks and the Canadians, from a global perspective, global real estate perspective, didn't fall into the subprime mortgage market as the American banks and many other banks around the globe did. They were very conservative and watched this whole process and decided not to get in it. So in this process of last year where a lot of banks were reorganizing and identifying what loans and things they had in their portfolio and to try to adjust those, we, as far as TD Bank, were kind of really kind of shining in a sense and had an opportunity to really shine here in the United States. And how we did that was by purchasing another bank by the name of Commerce Bank. And Commerce Bank is historically here on the Eastern Seaboard. And they had a culture of wowing the customer in banking relationships. And from TD Bank North's perspective, the previous bank, we melded two cultures together. We were a sound institutional bank, and Commerce Bank was a great depositor bank that wowed their customers. So neither of us were in trouble. We thought it would be a great idea to merge together to provide excellent and legendary service to our customers with the backing of a Canadian bank that had a strong portfolio to provide excellent customer service, an opportunity to explore business, small business, medium business, any type of business here in the States, and, of course, our personal customers. Now, we melded our culture in various multitudes by doing these type of things. We're one of the banks that are open the earliest and the latest, and we're open 7 days. We're open 361 days a week. So that provides, as part of my introduction, provides a level of convenience for our business customers who do business on all hours of the day, but in a sense where they have a relationship with a bank, TD Bank like ourselves, that we have extended hours that can accommodate them for their banking needs. So that was one culture that we adopted here as far as the bank, and then with a sound portfolio as far as, because we lend from our depositor base, we have a strong portfolio, for our business customers who want to build a relationship with us by having a business checking account and any other services from that perspective, and then a lending opportunity because now we have a relationship where we get to know them, they get to know us. So it's a great opportunity for me and for TD Bank right now because we're one of the few banks that are debt solvent based on this particular economy's criteria of banks being debt solvent that describe if their solvency at a high level or medium level, or of course, you know, if they're not at that level, where unfortunately they may not be in business anymore.
Right. And, you know, as I listen to you make that statement, Greg, I'm sitting here thinking TD Bank is indeed a match made in heaven for an entrepreneur. Because how many entrepreneurs can say, I'm going to the bank on a Sunday unless you're going to the cash machine?
Exactly.
So to have the opportunity to walk into your bank manager's office on a Sunday after service, this is indeed a match made in heaven. So I love that. I love that. I love that.
I want to
remind the listeners the number to call in is 646-915-8166. So, Greg, what are some of the services that you have for entrepreneurs and small business people?
Sure. Some of the services that we have, of course, are business checking accounts from a convenience perspective. The convenience perspective is primarily where certain items of each account, like, for example, an item is considered a check.
Mm-hmm.
We provide a high multitude of items free to the customer that we don't charge extra fees to. And let me back up a second, because based on a relationship with your bank, and specifically in business, business products, business accounts are different than personal accounts. And what you as an entrepreneur should look for in a relationship with a bank is looking at the attributes of each one of the accounts that provides a specific features to it that are maybe in some aspects fee adverse. We all in our lives are really sick of fees, don't like them. We know that some of them have to exist, but some of them really are kind of frivolous and silly. So from a convenience perspective of one product, the checking product that we provide, it's fee adverse, meaning that we put a high number of items in place where if you exceed that number, we don't charge you a fee.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep a certain balance in those accounts at all times, that also alleviates a fee.
Mm-hmm.
Then most important, and then the other most important thing, we provide online banking from a business direct perspective because, again, the business direct banking piece has to be robust that fits in your business. And what I mean by fitting in your business, it provides features and attributes from one feature and attribute is that most businesses operate from a QuickBooks or a Quicken perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Our software online banking product links to your existing Quicken online bookkeeping perspective, so your accounts and your bookkeeping are linked together in one system.
Ah, oh, amazing.
We provide alerts from either your PDA or an email perspective to let you know when your account reaches a certain limit in order to initiate you to do something, whether it's at a high deposit perspective or that you have to sweep money over to another account, or it falls below a certain amount that you know you need to make a deposit. We provide alerts from that perspective. We provide online banking that you can see your up-to-the-minute balances. We provide on that online banking piece, your previous statements and your current statements that are at a fingertip, a push button away. And then most importantly, you can also see your scanned version of checks that you've written for business right there on that online profile. So that's one service and product. And then from the lending perspective, we lend from all types of business perspectives, whether it's if you're a seasonal business, say if you're a landscaper or you're a ski shop or whatever the perspective, we provide lending from a seasonal perspective. We provide lending from a line of credit perspective because if you are in a type of business that has a peak and a valley and you need
mm-hmm.
funds to kind of float you during slow periods, we provide services from that. And then a multitude of savings, business money market savings accounts that helps you from an entrepreneurial perspective to manage your cash and having that cash earn money for you while you're doing business. So just briefly, those are some of the services and products that we have from a business perspective, uniquely and also for existing and entrepreneurial customers that are looking to form a relationship with us.
That's amazing because, you know, Greg, a lot of us entrepreneurs, our bookkeeping is really lousy.
Right.
So for you for to have a bank that really connects your Quicken or QuickBook system to your bank account already is an advantage.
Right. So, and one of the things I think from a banking perspective, especially for entrepreneurs and people start and new business owners starting business, one of the things that you should be aware about is what so many businesses that I come across when they've already been established for a little bit of time and, you know, they're doing business, they have a customer base, you know, they have accounts receivable, money's coming in, money's coming out. The one thing that entrepreneurs always seem to forget is to pay themselves. You have
oh,
to
pay yes.
themselves first. Because from a lending perspective, when I'm sitting there talking from a business perspective, a lot of entrepreneurs or business people think, well, I can borrow from my assets from my company. In some instances, the way it used to be, a lot of banks would allow that. But today, of course, with the economy changing and, of course, with business changing or the act of business and how it's conducted, you have to ensure you pay yourself, especially when you're putting yourself in a position that you're looking to borrow money. Because from a lender's perspective, from where I sit, I look at your business assets, and then I look at your personal assets, and the two are linked. Because myself as a banker have to look at your personal side to see what your personal expenses are, and making sure you are paying yourself and those obligations are met, inclusive of your business side. So I guess the most important piece that I tell people from an entrepreneurial point of view, remember, pay yourself first, and when you're looking to perform a relationship with a banker, they are going to look at both sides. They're going to look at your business financials, and they're going to look at your financial, because from our business point of view, all we care about is the ability to pay. We don't want your collateral. We don't want your house. We don't want your equipment. We care about the ability to pay. That's the policy today. And on the personal side, we need to see what you're paying yourself and making sure your personal expenses, you're able to cover your personal expenses from the income that you provide yourself from your business.
Okay. We have a question from the chat room. Someone wants to know, do you connect to Microsoft as well or just Quicken?
I think our online product connects to a multitude of software products. I'm not too familiar. If you were able to get that person's maybe email or something, I can definitely give that answer back to them definitively.
Okay. Would you repeat what you said about email, Greg?
I said that I'm not 100% sure that we also link to any of the Microsoft online financial products. I presume we do. It's not just Quicken. I'm not 100% sure, but I can get back with a definite answer.
Okay. All right. So I'll see what the person says. They're hearing you.
Okay.
And maybe we can get the answer on the radio side for them, or they can email me and I get it from you. But I know they will get an answer.
Sure.
Again, the number is 646-915-8166. I'm in conversation with Mr. Greg Williams. And Mr. Williams is from the TD Bank here in Connecticut. You know, Greg, you know I know four people with the same name, Greg Williams, right?
I know three others with my same name, too. So.
And I always say, man, I hope you all don't have the same birthdays.
No, I think we're all different. Well, you know what? There's a lot of Greg Williams out there that have the same birthday of me as me. What separates us is our Social Security number, thank God.
Thank God for that. Thank God for that. So, one, amazing, amazing. So, for the entrepreneurs who just got super excited, Greg, about the services you offer, what amount of money walks through that door week to start a business bank account?
Could you repeat that question, please? I'm sorry.
For the entrepreneurs who just got super excited about the services that TD Bank offers, what amount of money do they need to walk through the door with to start a business account?
Is minimum is $25.
Wow. So I know you're probably going to have to start open 24 hours a day.
I will go wherever the business takes me. I have a unique attribute for me is I am able to develop business with any business. I'm not territorial bound in relationship to where my branch is. I'm totally responsible to building relationships wherever those relationships take me, which is good for me and good for the bank, because the bank realizes that we as managers are kind of like influencers of our community, quote-unquote mayors of our community. Mm-hmm. We know them and they know us.
Right.
So based on that relationship, or at least that our initiative to go out and build relationships from that perspective, our goal is to continue to build them from finding out what businesses do, finding out what they do, what their peaks are, what their excitement, where their pain is, and hopes to build a relationship to kind of help alleviate that as we grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Greg, from your professional experiences, when an entrepreneur is going into a bank to commence a relationship, because a lot of entrepreneurs scare away when they hear bank and go in for a meeting, they start hyperventilating because they see that as for something that the Fortune 500 companies do, and they don't see themselves in that capacity to go in for a meeting with their bank manager. If you would give them a checklist that helps them to feel relaxed and comfortable for their first meeting, what would that checklist look like?
Sure. That's very simple. The first thing that an individual or a new entrepreneurial business should do, and the best thing that they do, is talk about or evangelize their business, why they're in business, what gets them up in the morning. Why do they want to do business from an entrepreneurial perspective? Because the banker needs to know that so they can believe or share in that vision. Because if we share and understand what your business is, we understand we have, again, multitude of products and services that could fit. So the first thing on the list is, you know, evangelize your business. Tell me why you get up in the morning. And then the second thing is tell me how you go and get business. Who is your customer base? How do you get paid? And then the third thing is, what are your obligations in that business? What comes in, and then what goes out? What do you pay? What are your obligations, the cost of doing business? That's the third thing. And then the fourth thing is if you're a new and existing business, as I said a minute ago, pay yourself. If you have employees, talk about how you pay them, how that works in relationship, and how you're setting up your business. What I've always understood for entrepreneurs or people in business, when you're starting out a business, technically you should have, if you have a storefront or a building that you're leasing or any type of equipment or anything like that, is you should have at least 6 months to a year of finances in your account to cover those expenses for the first year. Now, a lot of people say, oh, gosh, how do I do that? Well, you do that from a multitude of perspectives of setting up a relationship with a banker, a line of credit, those type of things. Most importantly with entrepreneurs, and the biggest detriment of starting a business, is it appears that when you're starting that business, you're always writing checks. Everything's going out and nothing's coming in. I know this from experience. The same thing happened with me.
Mm-hmm.
The most important piece to that is if you have an ability to use someone else's money, or in a sense of leasing certain products that you need. Leasing today is so much easier than buying equipment, because when you buy it from the beginning, you're already out that cash. If you lease it from the beginning, you only pay that lease payment. You keep your cash as much as you can in that first year, first 2 years, or that monumental first 5 years, to you legitimize saying, I am a legitimate business. Because as you know from the industry standard, businesses 5 years or more leads to believe that you're going to make it, or you're going to sustain business, you know, well past your fifth year, sixth year, 10th year. But it's that first and 5 year area is really the most critical, because most businesses fail within the first year and they usually fail within the fifth year. Well, why most of them fail is because a lot of businesses use their own money. They pay everything out and nothing's coming in. And then what we need to know from a new entrepreneurial business is your business plan. What you plan to do to bring business in the door. From your first 30 days, from your first 60 days, from your first 90 days, from your first 6 months. Mm-hmm. So that's also very important. And then, you know, most importantly, there is no fear factor when a new entrepreneur is coming to talk to a banker, because at that time of the relationship, that's the time to put your best foot forward with that banker, because that banker will get to know you as a person and as a business owner. So when you have when your relationship forms between you and your banker, and you have situations within your business that you really need that banker to help you, he'd be more apt to help you because he knows you. If you don't establish a relationship with him and he doesn't know who you are, then it becomes almost impersonal when you do have a problem that you're coming to a banker to help assist you with it, and you may be doing over the phone, or you may just coming in at that first in time at that time and not understanding, and we don't know who you are, the chances are it's going to be really difficult to help us because we don't know you. Because from a banking perspective, we're liable for not only your deposit, but all of our customers' deposits.
That's right. That's right. You know, you say that, and something came quickly to the front of my mind. I remember some years ago when, I'm sure you remember when Tim Connors was the superintendent of schools in Danbury.
Yes.
And every place I would go, I would bump into Tim. And Tim said, Daphne, every place I go, you are there. And I said, every place I go, you are there. I said, that means everybody in Danbury is going to know who we are. And
right.
It's important. When you are in business, relationships are important. And you need to be visible. So I want to throw my quarter in the ring and to let entrepreneurs know that you need to get out of your immediate surrounding and environment and make yourself be visible.
That is a very important key, especially when you're starting out in business. Get out to many groups, organizations, networking groups, and evangelize your business as much as you can, because everyone in the new business, they always try to lean on the most traditional methods of getting their name out there. And we all know what those traditional means are. You get business cards printed. You may have somebody connect a website. You may have a website. Well, trust me, Daphne, you and I know, and I'm sure your audience knows, just having a website is not enough these days.
That's right.
Social media is very, very important. If you're an advocate for social media, that is the trend of how people are doing business. If you are a Facebook or a Twitter or a person, as you notice, mainstream TV, advertisers also have that little Facebook, Twitter, because they know where the audience is. They aren't where those traditional places are anymore. So you are an entrepreneur business in this millennia, you actually have to step it up a little bit differently than historically than what businesses have, because your audience is buying, they're evaluating, they're searching for you, your business, your service in those medias.
You know, I was on a teleconference a couple weeks ago, and a gentleman who is very affluent in the social media arena, he was sharing that he went to solicit a person's business. And the person told him a huge figure that he had just spent on your paid ad, And he asked the gentleman, he said to him, when you want to go golfing, how do you find out where the best places are? And the man said, what do you mean? I Google it.
That's right.
So he said to him, then, if you are Googling it, where do you think your customers are looking?
You're right.
And he said, the gentleman said to him, I never look at it like that.
Right.
So it is so true. We have to keep abreast with the trend.
Right. Because the traditional medias just aren't there anymore. But I'm not saying don't have business cards, don't have a website. All I'm saying is you have to utilize social media in conjunction with evangelizing your business face-to-face with people and making sure you put yourself out there. Because when you're an entrepreneur, you are wearing multiple hats in a multi-corporation, in a sense. You're the marketing person. You're the accounts payable in some instances. If you're not already set up with a bookkeeper or a CPA, you're the president. You're the operations manager. You're everything. And
you're
the custodian,
everything. Custodian.
Right. So you have to spend the time for marketing and evangelizing what you do and putting yourself in a position where people will find you.
You know, Greg, I think it was 2 weeks ago I was talking to an old friend. And the last time we spoke, she mentioned a business that she was getting into. So I asked her how was the business going, because two stuff she was planning on doing. And she said, oh, one is this and the other is that, because I gave out a lot of business cards and nobody called me. I said to her, business cards don't get you business.
Right.
And she said, well, what I mean? I said, you got to build relationship. And she went into asking me, well, how you do that? I said, well, you know, I'm a coach. So any further in this conversation, you will need to engage me to be your coach. Because one of the other shortcomings I've noticed with entrepreneurs is their reluctance to invest in themselves.
Right.
They don't do that. They don't buy books. They don't go to workshop. They don't listen to tape. They don't hire professionals. They don't get a mentor to do anything. They just figure that I'm in business for myself and I'm going to be by myself. I don't want to get out there and mingle. But if we are going to succeed, we got to be with successful people.
You know, Daphne, it's a very good point, you know, and even for myself, I sit on a multitude of networking groups, and I say that with pride, because a lot, you know, I'm sure maybe some of the audience is going, oh, God, networking groups. But I'll tell you, I mean, I invest the time, because you never know. You can't always assume, because you're sitting in a networking group, that everybody knows everything you do every single week or every other 2 weeks when you sit in that networking group. And as I was reiterating, you have to constantly evangelize what you do and network with people who may be outside of your scheme, because you may find somebody who may want your service, but most importantly can assist you in an area of your business. And, you know, I'll tell you, in my networking group, we had a gentleman that there's a company that specifically focuses on bartering of services. Mm-hmm. So you do this for me, I do that for you. And there's no money that changes hands, but I would recommend any entrepreneur to seek out these bartering services companies, because a lot of things that you need, or a lot of things that you may not be knowledgeable of running your business that you think you may know, somebody out there knows it better and probably willing to barter services with you to get what you need. And then, of course, with you evangelizing your business and building a relationship with that other person that can carry it forward.
That's right. Because you know what I've noticed over the years? I've gone to many conferences and everything. And a lot of people look at networking as card pushing. I remember 2 years ago I was at a conference in Atlanta. And this lady kept shoving her card at me while I was in conversation with somebody else. And I just kept focused on my conversation. But I guess she thought she really needed to give me the card. And she lingered and then gave me the card. And I said to her, if I took your card without learning what you do, I was really going to be doing you a disadvantage, because I need to know your story. So when I go out to inside about who you are and what you do. I'm not having your business card on me to read it. It's embedded in my mind. It becomes part of who I am. I accept it as something that I can add value to. And she said, oh, I didn't realize that. Because people go to these events and everybody says, oh, let me see how much card I can give out.
Right. I work and operate from a practice, of course, and you're absolutely right, Daphne. I mean, card pushing, unfortunately, in the environment or whatever that activity is, it happens. It's apparent.
Mm-hmm.
Probably that person's line of business is not so much building a relationship, but just maybe placing a card because they may be selling a widget or a product or something that may have a need in the future. But
mm-hmm.
I think it's so much more important, and I work from the premise of, when I do networking events or I go to events, you know, to build business, I look for quality, not so much quantity. And
that's
then
one
important thing that I will also stress as far as being an entrepreneur is every card that you get and you had a conversation with somebody, follow up with them. Call them back. Send them an email. Great meeting you. Want to explore an opportunity to talk more about what you do. Maybe we can work together, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
That builds a level of a sound level of a relationship with that person who you met briefly, because that sets you apart from somebody who's just card pushing or somebody
right.
who says, you know what, I took the time to evangelize what I do with you, which, as you said, it becomes part of you. So when you go on to your area of influence and that there's a need, that's going to spark in your mind where that may come back for business for that person. You would have
exactly.
never known that if they just shoved the card in your hand, like you said.
That's right, because people just take those cards home and they put them in a shoebox or a plastic bag, and that's it.
Right.
But if you find somebody that you can indeed add value to what they are doing, for what I do, I know I put letters of the alphabet on the back of the cards I get. An A card or an A++ card is someone that I can immediately add value to. And
right.
I look at it as adding value. I'm not looking at what value they're adding to me, because I know as long as I add value to them, I'll get value added back to me. And that is what I continually put into practice.
Right. One other thing that I will say to entrepreneurs when they're networking is be aware of the certain networking groups that you want to affiliate with.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of want to stay away from a networking group that you have a multitude of competition that encompasses
right.
the group. It's a
mm-hmm.
really tough it's a really tough scenario to kind of
yes.
shine when you are in a group that has more than one competitors.
That's
I kind of lean towards groups that are a little bit more smaller, maybe a little bit more focused, like you have one or two people that do the same thing in a group.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have two people in a networking group that kind of does something similar, you
mm-hmm.
can work out an arrangement with them to say, how about, because our businesses are alike, how about if I focus on this side of the business and you focus on that, and then when we have opportunities that cross into that, even though we do that, we build a relationship with a competitor in a sense and say our partnership, where you get a piece of business, a piece of the business that you do.
That's right.
Is better
right.
than no business at all when
exactly.
you're looking in a big room and you got 10 or 12 other people that are all
exactly.
doing the same thing. You're not going to get a piece of that.
Exactly. Greg, we only have we have 11 minutes remaining in this segment, and I just hope that you have had a quarter of the fun that I've had this morning.
I had a blast. In my past, I used to do cable access TV, and this is completely different. I have to say radio is a lot easier than TV.
I love them both, because you know I do them both. But then I just love to run my mouth anyhow.
Oh, I think you bring a plethora and a world of knowledge to your audience here. And I think you're doing fabulous things to kind of get the word out here. This is very unique, very poignant. I do wish you well in your event in April. I will be participating in that in some capacity or another.
Yes,
so I really look forward to that.
Yeah, it's May, Greg. Remember, the new date is May.
Okay, in May, I'm sorry.
Yeah, May the 6th through the 9th.
Okay.
And with 10 minutes remaining, I want you to please take this opportunity before we do your closing thoughts to give their contact information for those people who do not really want to wait until May to have conversation with you at the conference. They want to go ahead and contact you now. I want you to go ahead and give your information out, please.
Sure. Of course, my name's Greg Williams. I'm with TD Bank. My telephone number here, is it okay to give my number?
Yes, please, and email everything that will get them to you.
Sure. My telephone number is 203-544-8108. I'll give it again, 203-544-8108. My email address is Greg, G-R-E-G, dot Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, at tdbanknorth.com. And my email address again is G-R-E-G dot W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S at tdbanknorth.com.
All right. I am so happy that we spent this time together. And we have 8 minutes, Greg, for you to just give your closing thoughts on our conversation this morning, please.
Sure. I just wanted to, like I said, wanted to ensure that all the entrepreneurs in whatever bank or whatever relationship that you form with another bank is not to have a fear factor. That's your opportunity to shine because they don't know anything about you at that point, but they're anxious to learn about you, your business, why you get up every day, how you plan on running your business, and all the success capacities of helping you to be successful. That's an opportunity for you to shine. So I recommend, as any entrepreneur, if it's one bank that you have a relationship, that's great. I always tell people to have two relationships with two different banks, similar to your personal health. If, God forbid, if there was anything happening there, obviously you would get a second opinion. All banks work differently as far as their policies and services, so I would recommend that every entrepreneur have two banks, two separate relationships with banking, because one bank does one thing or certain things well, other banks do other things or certain things well that match or may not match with your style and or how you expect your business to operate with a relationship with a banker. So as I said earlier, I would hope that TD Bank would be your bank of choice because of our hours of convenience. We're business friendly. We provide all the service, multitude of services for the business customer and for the personal customer, and we're one of the few banks that are still lending.
Well, thank you, Greg. And I saw a call on the line. Let me make sure it's not a question for you. I kind of think it's probably my next guest, but I want to make sure it's not someone that has a question for you.
Sure. Caller,
your first three digits are 949. Do you have a question for Mr. Williams, or you are my second guest?
Yeah, I'm your next guest.
Okay, well, welcome. Todd, I want to take this opportunity to introduce you to Greg Williams. And Greg, this is Todd Bogley, and Todd has a corporation by the name of Keytro, and he's out of L.A., so you know it's dawn out there. So,
awesome. Todd, welcome to the show. It's great to meet you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Nice to be here. And I've been listening to your conversation up to this point for about the last 45 minutes or so. Very interesting.
Thank you.
Good. Well, Greg, I thank you. I know this is just the first of many segments that you'll be on this show because I strongly feel that TD Bank is the bank for entrepreneurs.
Thank you, Daphne. And anytime you need me to come back on the show, I'm welcome to be there.
Yes, it is just a great opportunity to have spent this past 55 minutes in this amazing conversation with you. I thank you for your commitment to the public and communities that you serve, and for your belief in entrepreneurship and for small business people. Continue doing God's work and all the commitment that you have for us, small called Fries, and you understand who we are and where we are coming from, Greg. I just thank you for that. I have another call. Let me see if this one has a question. So hold on, Greg. You have 5 minutes.
Sure.
Caller, your last four digits are 6-4-6-7-2. Do you have a question for Mr. Williams?
Yes, I am Radical Mike, and I have a question regarding the banking, his bank, particular banking system, and whether or not check systems affect how he chooses to bank with a entrepreneur. I run a small business in the Phoenix area in the custom upholstery business, one of the few blacks in that area of business. And I had a few problems with banks in the past with an issue called cross collateralization. And I'm not sure whether or not he's familiar with that, or that's something that a particular bank just made up and stuff, you know. So,
did you get what he was asking, Greg?
A little bit here. Yeah, let me see if I can answer that. Hi, Radical Mike. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good. I think I heard two parts of your question there. I think you mentioned something about check systems and then cross collateralization. Check systems is a system that was put in place for specifically, and not so much for businesses, but individuals and maybe even businesses, as a banking institution overall, to protect themselves in this world that we're in today, where identity theft, counterfeit checking, ID, falsification of IDs are kind of apparent in today's society. The check system allows us, from banking perspective, to kind of do like a mini background investigation of past incidences of things that have already been collected in a database that will bring to light that this could possibly be fraudulent. We as TD Bank, of course we're a bank, we do no longer use check systems, but we have another system that provides us an opportunity as you as an entrepreneur to provide supporting documents if you were to show up on the check systems, because the check systems modality from a banking traditional, and we used to have that system, if anyone ever came up on that system, I would have to turn them away. I don't have to do that anymore, which in other words, then I give the entrepreneur an opportunity to provide supporting documentation on why, after we open the account, why the account should stay open. And then in relationship to your cross-collateralization, I think that could be referring to if it's based on if you've had a previous business before that may be blending into your current business now, and then where the collateral comes into play as far as inventory and things like that. The collateralization basically from a business perspective is something that is utilized obviously as a piece of repayment for a line of credit or a loan that you may be applying for that may be in existence backed up by a collateral, something of value that you claim it's of value.
Okay. Let me explain how this particular situation, if I may, how I came in contact with cross collateralization. I had a business account with a credit union, and I also had a personal joint account. My personal joint account, the person that I, which was a girlfriend that had some issues with keeping track of money and doing some payday loan like things, and what happened was, that account became overdrawn,
yep,
severely, and my business account, which was like, you know, maybe $100 or something overdrawn, which was not a big issue in our business. But what the bank did was combine the two and demanded payment in full and closed my business account, which severely affected my business. and which I was just kind of upset that personal account and business account were merged together for them in order to make the situation more severe
right.
than it was initially.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And
that,
it cost me. Yeah. It really cost my business.
Right. Well, I can tell you from a TD Bank's perspective, we separate personal and business.
Right.
So you have a personal account with us, you have a business account with us. Never the two shall meld. I can only suspect because it was a credit union and maybe because it was operating in a different state, and every state has different banking laws in relationship to that, and they probably gave them legal course to do that, putting those together and putting that in a situation for you.
Okay.
Which is not, of course, a positive situation because you had to count
what
those.
What I'll do is I'll contact you guys, bank and stuff, and if I can give my, my actual name is Mike Hinton, but and Avondale Custom Upholstery is the business that I run. Yes, ma'am.
I noticed you are in the chat room, and Greg's phone number is right there in the chat room. So with respect for the second guest who is in the virtual chat room, the virtual green room, I would ask if you would please just take the number out of the chat room. I know you're going to remain on the call for the other guests, and then follow up with Greg. He's very personable, and I'm sure if there's anything he can do with and for you, he'll be more than willing to do that.
That's correct. Mike, you can definitely circle back with me after this program.
Yes, I have your email address and your phone number. I took that down earlier. So,
okay.
Yes, I will be getting in contact with you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mike, would you please go ahead and type his email in the chat room, because I notice you're in the chat room. Okay?
Yes, I will.
All
I can do that.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Greg, and I'll be talking with you soon.
Thanks, Daphne.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye, y'all.
All right. Todd?
Yes.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome. Thank you for waking up so early.
Oh, it's a real pleasure, and thank you for having me on the show. I'm very excited.
You know that earlier on, Greg mentioned about the advantages of social media. And
I heard that.
Yeah, you and I are a prime example of that, because we don't know each other. We just started talking a week ago. Because we
and we met on LinkedIn.
We met on LinkedIn, and then we did a conversation on Skype, and here we are this morning. So
exactly. Ain't technology grand?
I'm telling you, and when I learned about what you got, I said, man, I got to get him on. So he can.
Well, thank you.
Those
are very kind words. I really appreciate that.
Yes. So why don't you please take the first couple of minutes to introduce yourself and give the listeners a little background about who you are.
Okay, a little bit about Todd Bagley, the man, huh?
Yes, the man.
Okay, well, I'm still a young kid. You know, I'm under 40, so I'm still out there running with the best of them.
You're a baby.
I'm still a baby, absolutely. Educational background, I have a business administration with emphasis in marketing from Long Beach State University. I also have an MBA with an emphasis in finance from Pepperdine University. And my professional career spans over 15 years in various types of companies, from the very largest Fortune 500, probably Fortune 30. I think we're in that range, down to a handful of startups in high tech and other type of business ventures. So a real jack of all trades when it comes to industry focus. I've been obviously in high tech. I've also dabbled in things like transportation industry, And, you know, the one consistent theme across everything is business-to-business sales and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
That's really been my passion.
I noticed you said that you you dabbled in a lot of different things and all of that, but from reading about you and our initial conversation, a lot of those things that you have dabbled in, you have become masters of them.
Well, you know, when I start to do something, it's passion. Passion feeds an excitement and an energy, and it's just fun to be immersed in
mm-hmm.
what are the possibilities, and then learning how to make those possibilities as effective and efficient as possible. Because I think effectiveness and efficiency, those are key to business success. So that's always what gravitates me toward, you know, finding a destination or a direction
mm-hmm.
to point my ship. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, you are so right, because when we had that conversation, that's what ignited me connecting to you, because I said, this man is passionate about what he does. Because it's not very often that I encounter people who are like me. You wake me up in the middle of the night, and I am just so passionate about what I do. And, you know, I tell a lot of my clients, it's not difficult to know what your purpose and calling is, because it's that thing that energizes you. Even if you wouldn't make a dime doing it, you still go about it with the passion and the zeal, the dedication, devotion, and commitment that you do that. And you're here this morning, Todd, and just affirming all those things. And I know all the entrepreneurs who are listening and those in the chat room will surely affirm that statement as well. So we thank you for coming on to share that with us this morning.
Well, again, thank you for having me. I'm very excited to, I doubt I'm going to be teaching anybody anything, but if we can all validate each other and validate our understandings and reinforce and encourage each other, that's exciting. That's a real exciting idea.
Don't bet your heart on that. We are always learning new things. Listen, Keytro Corp. The name and the purpose and vision and mission of that business. What is Keytro Corp?
Well, you know, as we all know, a key opens a door. It unlocks the opportunity. And we all need that introduction. I think, you know, going back to Greg and in his comments about networking and advertising social media, it's all about engaging. We've got to have more conversations. Until we have conversations, we're not unlocking anything. We're basically locking ourselves inside someplace that we can't get out of. And so Keytro is the key to unlocking and creating those conversations in the social media, or maybe the social business environment that's taking place online.
I tell you something, Todd, that what you just said, we could have ended the show on that, because that right there is deep. You said a whole lot. You know, it was about 2 weeks ago I was on a call where William R. Patterson was on, and William is the author of The Baron's Son, and he's out of D.C., and one of the things that William pointed out was the fact that a lot of entrepreneurs want to be doing business for themselves, doing something for themselves. But what is lacking is the understanding that we do not need to do it by ourselves. And this is what you're saying. Keytro is giving us an opportunity to open all the things that is needed instead of locking ourselves away.
Absolutely.
This is powerful. This is powerful. So when you look on the entrepreneurs, where do we begin with the process of unlocking ourselves?
Well, you know, I think what we do is we first need to recognize what the internet is,
mm-hmm.
and the purpose or the impact that the internet is having on our society and our world as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And then that sets up the context for us to really appreciate or recognize the opportunities that exist on the internet for us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Clay Shirky is a author. He wrote a book called Here Comes Everybody.
Ah.
And in his book, he made excellent points about what is this internet? What is the ramification, the impact that the internet's going to have on us? And why? You know, so what? What's the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
the internet is all about lowering the cost of communication.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ideas mm-hmm. are being shared at next to zero cost.
Mm-hmm.
Communication. Mm-hmm. You know, we were on Skype the other night. Did we pay for that? We paid for our internet, our respective connections to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But the call itself was a value add.
That's right. That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the transaction costs related to communication are gone.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we decide to be disciplined.
That's right.
And in taking advantage of that opportunity, because we can, there's plenty of solution providers out there who are looking for a transaction-based communication. And there are some situations where a transaction-based communication is very appropriate, right? Because you want to be effective and successful. I don't think that a B2C, you know, a business-to-consumer marketing program is going to be as successful in a transaction costless environment, a free environment, as it would
mm-hmm.
be, let's say, on television. You know, television advertising has a place,
mm-hmm.
and there's a cost to be on the television, all that thing. But
right.
But the internet, you know, when we just want to focus in on looking at the opportunity, what does the internet represent? It represents a single thing, and that is next to zero cost communication.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
anytime you look at an opportunity on the internet and you're saying, okay, you know, so what's the cost? You know,
mm-hmm.
if there's a cost to participate, maybe you should think about it.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
You know, but if it is an opportunity to participate at next to zero or at zero cost,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, there you go. That is exactly
right.
What the internet was designed for.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of entrepreneurs, they still don't get it, because when I speak with them and I said, you're on Twitter, you're on this, oh, no, I don't want to do that. Or the other thing, those that really decide they're going to start an account, oh, I don't want to put my picture up, you know. And another thing that William Patterson said about that, William said, you know something? People who are out on the internet doing businesses without pictures, they should think about going to the produce store. And when you get up to the register to check out your produce, everybody have a ski mask on, all the cashiers. How comfortable would you be in buying that produce to go home? You can't see anybody. You can't see their face. You don't know. Would you trust it? And those are mm-hmm. simple things, but it's the truth. You know? It is the truth. So, Todd, as an entrepreneur, where do we start to utilize the system that you have? At, what are some of the advantages that it can give us?
Sure, sure. Well, the first and foremost advantage is that Keytro is an opportunity for a fair fight.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, I think you and Greg were talking earlier about, how are people finding each other? They're Googling each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, Google's not a fair fight.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at Google and how it's set up, it's a great service, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can find, no matter where I am in the country, I can find a Chinese food restaurant fast,
mm-hmm.
right? So if I'm in St. Louis or if I'm in New York or if I'm right here in Lake Forest, California, I go on Google and I search for something that is a consumer-oriented type of search, something that's geographical, something that is of a basic interest to me. Google is effective in bringing that business that I'm seeking out right up to my fingertips. But, you know, am I looking for a person? No. I'm looking for a category. I'm looking
mm-hmm.
for Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
If I were looking for a specific Chinese food restaurant, Google is also excellent at making that happen. And I think
mm-hmm.
that for business-to-business sales, when the buyer knows the seller and
mm-hmm.
he's interested in doing some research
mm-hmm.
to help improve his confidence in the
mm-hmm.
seller, that's where web pages and online profiles are very important.
Mm-hmm.
Because, right, you know, these days, if I'm going to buy something,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to look online and see, you know, who is this person? You know, where's
mm-hmm.
his LinkedIn profile? If he doesn't have
mm-hmm.
one,
mm-hmm.
probably not going to do business with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? The,
mm-hmm.
Just the absence of being online says to me this person may have something to hide. Or
mm-hmm.
it says, even worse, is that this person isn't very technically savvy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really know what they're doing. Maybe they're
mm-hmm.
not really in the market.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I question how professional they can be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, these are really different, a new hurdle rate.
Mm-hmm.
That everybody, we all have to jump over this new hurdle in order
mm-hmm.
to position ourselves to even be a viable candidate. We've got to be competitive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know the other thing that I have come to realize in the past maybe 4 or 5 months, Todd, is that even if we are not too astute with everything that's happening in the technical arena, there are so many resources out there that we can utilize. You know, people are in the trend of outsourcing. So if you don't know how to do something, there's somebody out there that you can pay to help you.
Absolutely.
Learn it or carry it out for you until you learn it. But you cannot become successful. You know, I used to be a Mary Kay director. And one of the things Mary Kay Ash, God bless her soul, used to tell us, as a director, you cannot be successful with one hand in the toilet bowl. So she said, go out. And you can sell a skincare set that you use to pay the housekeeper while you go out and run your business. But don't be doing all the things in the house and want to run a successful unit. It doesn't happen like that. And it's the same thing now as an entrepreneur that we can do and utilize other resources to help us stay abreast of everything that it takes to enhance our business.
Absolutely.
So, how does an entrepreneur get started with you? You just mentioned about the advantages of that.
Right. So let's complete that thought. So, where Google is effective with Chinese restaurants. Let's say I'm a photocopier salesperson, right? I work for a company that is a distribution channel for a major photocopier company, and I'm looking to engage with business owners and decision makers who need a photocopier for their office.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that decision maker at the small company or the mid-sized company or even at the large enterprise company, you know,
mm-hmm.
when they're thinking, oh, hey, I need a new photocopier for my company,
mm-hmm.
if they go to Google and they search for photocopier, what are they going to get? They're going to get the major brand that's manufacturing the photocopier. They're not going to get the sales representative's contact information that would allow them to make a purchase.
Right, right.
Okay. So that's Ketro's niche. What Ketro does is it helps the sales representatives, the business owners, the entrepreneurs of the world who want the phone call to put themselves into a marketplace so that when a decision maker says, you know, I go to Google because I'm researching, I'm trying to figure out, you know, which photocopier is the best one on the market. But when it's time to actually make the purchase, I want to talk to somebody.
That's right.
And I want to talk to an account specialist, somebody who's going to be there for pre-sale and post-sale support. Because
somebody
I'm a business
who's an expert.
Exactly. Well, I mean, most businesses, are they going to just buy one?
Nope,
they're going to buy multiple. Right?
And they're going to tell somebody else about the service they get, too.
Exactly, exactly. There's definitely some word of mouth that's going to happen in that process. But, you know, the key piece here is that it's a business decision maker who's in the mode of saying, I know what I want to buy, right? The solution has already been identified, and now I'm doing a market survey to identify who's the sales representative that I want to do business with. And it's about relevancy. I'm in California. You're in Connecticut.
Right.
Would I make good sense for being the photocopier salesperson for you? You know, maybe, right? But I'll bet a dollar that if there's a photocopier salesperson in Connecticut, that they're going to be a more relevant salesperson for you.
Right.
And they're going to be in a better position to service your account.
Yeah, because I'm so touchy-feely. And I want to be able to call them up. I want to go by their place and nosy around and see what they are like and all of that stuff. But on the other hand, if they are not really servicing me the way I want and I can find somebody in L.A. who's going to be across the board balanced and adding value for me, I'm going to go with that person. You know, because I believe I told a dry cleaner once that, you know, I'm not going to be giving you my business anymore because you don't appreciate it. And he didn't get what I meant. And I told him, I did not want to just stop going, and he wondered why. I told him. And I stopped going for that simple reason of something that he did not appreciate my business, you know. And I want to feel appreciated. And this is what, you know, after I spoke with you and everything, I saw Ketro, and this is just putting it simple. I saw Ketro as a matchmaker that matchmake the small man with the big man and it give clarity to who is where doing what. And that was just me putting it simple to understand it for myself.
Absolutely. Well, and you key in on another key word there, and that's appreciation. I mean, there's all types of different business owners and sales professionals out there. And I want to say that the more professional we are, really, that's just a code word for saying the more we know how to appreciate our customers.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And it does not take a lot to show appreciation. You know, it really does not. And people, they will get the business and they go on their jolly way towards the next person. And not even stopping in the dollar store to pick up a card to say thank you. Thank you. I tell you, just yesterday and every day I get up and I do the things that God wants me to do, I never cease to be amazed. Another lady, Todd, that I met on LinkedIn, a little about maybe a month or so ago now, I had her on my show, and she sent me a virtual thank you. But in the note, it said, your real thank you is on its way. And I thought she just meant that God was going to bless me for the work I'm doing, right? What do you know, yesterday I opened my front door. I saw a huge box there. I opened the box. And it was an authentic emperor's collection of people. You know, I was also speaking to her on Skype one day, and I mentioned that I was sipping on tea. And she paid attention. And she went out and she sent me the best there was on the market. And I cried. I'm telling you the truth. Tears rolled out of my eyes.
Yeah, well, that's a person that's saying, not only do I appreciate you, but I take our relationship seriously enough, that I want to do something above and beyond.
Yes.
And how unique is that? How special?
Oh, and she put a card in the package that said exactly that you just said. She did not just look at it as a casual conversation. She mentioned about learning and growing with me. And I said, God, that is a blessing. And I thank you for the internet, because she lives in Rochester, New York. I live in Connecticut. Who knows whether or not we would have met if it wasn't for LinkedIn. You know, so it is just a blessing. So I'm saying this to tell the people who are listening now and who will be listening later on archive. Do not dismiss any relationship. Any person that you connect with, seek out to find a way that you can continually add value to the growth of that relationship.
Absolutely. Now, I think it's also worth mentioning that we need to do a very good job about pre-qualifying our relationships.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Because if we take the time to build rapport with the customer, who at the end of the day, we're a poor fit. You know, what I have to offer, they don't really need, or somebody else offers such a much better solution for their particular situation that, I'm really doing a disservice to them by mm-hmm. by servicing their account,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fleeting opportunity. And I think that's the kind of situation you ran into with your dry cleaner
mm-hmm.
scenario.
That's
the,
right.
Your example that
That's
you were
right.
talking about.
That's
you know,
right.
He's probably charging, another 10 or 15% higher price without any real reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe maybe he doesn't have a motivation to, treat you with appreciation, because he's just hoping that everything goes along, real smooth every day.
Yeah.
Until the day that you realize that there's another opportunity elsewhere, and you're going to leave him.
Right, and I tell you, it was a simple thing, but it, as an entrepreneur, it meant something for me. And I'll tell you exactly what happened. I was doing business with this particular dry cleaner for over a year. And over a year, you cannot. When I go to pick up my dry cleaning, you cannot say thank you, Daphne, or you can't say good morning, Daphne. When I say good morning, Todd, you say good morning. When I leave, and I say thank you, Todd, you don't say anything. And I'm thinking, no, he does not appreciate my business. And I told him that. And I hope it helped him to look into his relationship with other people. But I thought I gave him ample time to know who I was. Call me by my name, because you know they say the sweetest sound to anybody's ears is the sound of their name. So
Absolutely.
Call my name. Call my name, for goodness sake. And I was paying, because you know women, we wear a lot of clothes. And I was putting out, big box for my dry cleaning. I said, there are other dry cleaners. So it's important. We need to really evaluate ourselves as entrepreneurs every day we get up, look in the mirror, and see what's reflecting back at you before you go through the door. Because we have opportunity to evaluate ourselves and know what's not right with us, and we can correct it. And don't mistake me, there's nobody who is perfect. But we have the opportunity to grow each day. I want to, Todd, before we continue, remind the listening audience that they are calling 646-915-8166 because you want to ask Todd questions about how you can get connected up with Ketro and what it can do for you. So please keep the calls coming in. The people in the chat room is having a good time. They're not asking any question, but I still love them, and I know they're going to ask questions soon. Yes, Todd.
Well, you know, and I think you bring up an interesting point that probably, you know, needs to be covered, and that is, you know, how do we know that we're a good fit?
Yes.
You know, and in the case of the dry cleaner, what's it really take? Well, the bottom line is, you know, you want a common courtesy and a good personality. You know, you
that's
want a relationship, right?
That's
not difficult.
No.
In a business setting, though, we really do have to roll up our sleeves and get very serious
mm-hmm.
about exactly what it is that is the underlying business case for the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately, you know, no matter how many letters I send to my clients, if there's somebody else out there who can do the job better and outperform me, right? Not necessarily the lowest price, but they can
That's
produce
right.
better than I can.
And they made them seem special.
Yeah, then I'm going to have to yield because the customer, you know, this is not about the customer choosing me.
That's right.
This is about me winning the opportunity to serve the customer.
That's right.
It's a very important mindset.
That's right.
So how do we do that? Well, we've got to recognize cost
mm-hmm.
and how cost is different than price.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Cost is all about, and for anybody that's out there looking to get more business, this is the secret, right? And it's no big secret. It's
mm-hmm.
common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Business owners, decision makers, when they make a decision about who they're going to go with, they're looking at what is the lowest total cost of ownership. And to look at total cost of ownership, we look at four different factors. We look at quality, service, delivery, and the price that we pay in order to get the quality service and delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, the biggest common error in thinking that I run across with, you know, sales professionals is that we're constantly confusing price with cost.
Mm-hmm.
And we're
mm-hmm.
thinking that price equals cost. And price is the price that the customer is going to pay,
mm-hmm.
right? But cost, total cost, is the culmination of the quality service delivery, the performance
mm-hmm.
relative to the price being paid.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Go ahead. No, I was saying a perfect example of that is this, the coffee, you know. Coffee is always around. And now look how much people pay for a cup of Starbucks coffee. You know what I'm saying? They
mm-hmm.
add value to what coffee is all about. The service, I mean, the brand. So, but go ahead, Todd. Sorry to cut you off.
No, that's okay. Well, let's talk about Starbucks. I think it's an excellent you know, we've got Starbucks, and in your neighborhood, I've got to say, you know, driving down the street, it shocks me how many Dunkin' Donuts there are.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have a lot of Dunkin' Donuts out there. Out here in California, not so much. We every now and then, but, I'm amazed when I see a corner, and on the corner there's three Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah, and some Chinese restaurant.
Exactly. Well, you know, I found that one by Google, so. But
I'm telling you, are so right, Todd. I'm telling you. But now the lines at Dunkin' Donuts, they're getting shorter because people are going to Starbucks. If it's once a month, they buy that Starbucks coffee. They leave that container up on their dashboard holder because they want to see people to know that, hey, I'm going to Starbucks. It's amazing. It's just amazing, you know.
Well, you know, let's look at the cost and the performance of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're going to go to Dunkin' Donuts, and so what's a cup of coffee at Dunkin' Donuts cost these days?
I think the last time I went there for a large cup, I think it was almost $4. And it's a while because I'm a tea kind of girl. But I think it was up to $4 or something, depending on the size.
So really, the price to go to Dunkin' Donuts is the same price as to go to Starbucks, would you say?
Well, I don't know about Starbucks because I can't call the names of the things on the board. I had a meeting there with a client once, and she's saying what you want, and I'm saying I don't know anything because I don't know what those things are.
Well, out here in California, I'll say a Starbucks, like a Venti Mocha, which is their larger, extra chocolatey coffee drink, is just under $4, right? It's like $4 and change,
Maybe I'm incorrect then about the Dunkin' Donuts stuff. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, yeah. let's say for the sake of our discussion, that Dunkin' Donuts is $2.
Mm-hmm.
And at Starbucks is $3.50.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference from a price standpoint is $1.50. So I guess the real question is, what do you get for the $1.50?
That's right.
Because we're going to pay $2 either way. So
So
what extra little bit do I get out of Starbucks for the $1.50 that I'm not getting at Dunkin' Donuts?
Mm-hmm.
Now, And here's where the customer and different customers comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a customer who doesn't care who sees me drinking my cup of coffee or what it says on my cup, then Starbucks, that's just one of the things that they bring to the table is their cup, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not so important. It's not worth the $1.50 to me.
That's right.
However, if I'm the type of person that I'm interested in projecting a Starbucks image, then that $1.50 investment in the cup alone says something.
That's right. And this is then, as we had that little discussion, and I have to invoice them for the check to be given both of them free commercial on my show. And when I get the check, we split it. So what I, in this discussion, what I'm taking away, Todd, is that Keytra gives us a Starbucks image as an entrepreneur.
Oh, well, absolutely. You know, that's one of the things. I mean, you know, we looked at sites like Craigslist. And again, Craigslist, great service. I found Craigslist has been really effective. My wife and I have small children, and so we have things like strollers and playpens. That's just our stage of life that we're in. And as the children grow up, we don't need these things anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife has been so effective in being able to list something on Craigslist, and then somebody shows up. It's amazing. You know, they'll call up on the phone. We'll get two or three people calling to inquire about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then within a day, somebody shows up and they're paying us to take away the stroller or the playpen or whatever it is that we're selling. And Craigslist is incredible for that.
Wonderful.
But where Craigslist may not be, you know, nothing in this world is one size fits all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Craigslist is really effective in doing what it's displaced, right? Classified ads.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at every newspaper in the country, they've all had to seriously rethink how they're going to do business and what their business model is because Craigslist has created this free opportunity, right, next to zero cost or zero mm-hmm. cost opportunity for mm-hmm. people to be effective in their classified ads online. And the newspapers are no longer needed to provide that particular service. It's a real
right.
simple business case.
That's right. That's right. They just set themselves apart from the newspaper, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Now where Craigslist may be not, you know, and I don't want to say, I don't, you know, it'd be inappropriate to say that Craigslist is Dunkin' Donuts, right? But let's say that Craigslist has its brand and
mm-hmm.
its classified ads.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what they're about.
That's right.
Ketro, we don't have any classified ads on our site, right?
Right.
All we have on our site are business-to-business sales professionals, sellers,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that are appreciative
mm-hmm.
of buyers.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
They're anxious to be found. They want to do business. They want the opportunity to connect with a buyer
mm-hmm.
that makes sense for them
mm-hmm.
so that they can go through that process of investing the time to build the rapport. Because we
mm-hmm.
all know, you know, it's not eBay, right? eBay,
nope.
again, different business model. eBay
mm-hmm.
is a I heard Meg Whitman on a CNBC interview. She was
mm-hmm.
talking about what's on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
92% at the time, this is about 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
92% of what's on eBay are collector's items.
Mm.
So what eBay really is, in its essence, is the world's largest online collector's marketplace.
That's right. It's an
antique
thing.
Yeah, so if we need Beanie Babies, we know where to go, right? We
right.
go to eBay.
Mm-hmm.
But what eBay also has, you know, which I think is noteworthy, 8% are not collector's items, right? They have
right.
other things that are on their site that have kind of found their way.
Uh-huh. Found their way, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. But
mm-hmm.
So what do we need? What makes sense for a collector's marketplace? Well, eBay needs to have, you know, nobody's going to spend any time building up a relationship just to buy a Beanie Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's,
mm-hmm.
do you have the Beanie Baby? I want the Beanie Baby. Okay, now I'm going to send you money for that Beanie Baby, and you're going to send me the Beanie Baby.
All right.
Todd? Sure.
Please
mm-hmm.
hold that thought. We have a caller. Caller, good morning. Your first three digits are 419. Would you state your name, where you're calling from, and your question, please?
Well, good morning, first of all. This is Miss Computer Lady from
the... Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm calling from Toledo, Ohio.
Yes.
And the name of the company I run is Your Computer Needs of Toledo, LLC, celebrating 5 years.
Ooh, congratulations.
Thank you. I do computer training and consulting.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to commend Mr. Williams, first of all, that I'm enjoying the information. Actually, it's quite a great review, and I didn't want to stop your thought because
mm-hmm.
I could have waited till you finish. But I was also calling to concur with him on a lot of what he had said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you can say this is a computer professional to a computer professional
That's
call.
Right.
So.
That's right. That's right.
That's
so,
right. Well, good morning, Toledo. Or is it still morning out there?
Yes, it is. It's still
yeah.
morning. It'll be afternoon in about 17 minutes or so.
Yeah, because we are on the same time zone. But Miss Computer Lady,
mm-hmm.
from what Todd is saying, how do you visualize Ketro adding value to what you do from an expert perspective?
Well, one of the things I believe as far as what's value added, I think first you need to go in the direction of what value can you add.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, that comes with the research whenever you're starting a business,
mm-hmm.
getting to know the demographics, getting to know the audience that you're trying to acquire as customers.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, what you'll have to do is when you finally find that value to add, you need to know how to implement it and put it into action.
Right, right. Very valid point, because both things that you just said, Keetra already eliminate that because they position you to utilize those. So it is indeed an amazing match made in heaven for any entrepreneurs that is looking for visibility. You know, it's not going to be for everybody, but for those people that it can add value to, it will just help us to catapult what we are doing.
That's true. And also, in addition to that, with the way things are these days, to help each other, one of the things, although it can be a challenge, but you still keep pressing on as far as putting forth and forging your business, is that one of the things I've added as far as my motto is computer training and more that comes to you, because although I might have competition, I try to make sure that people know that if for some reason, one way or another, you cannot go get computer training, I can come to you. As far as availability, I have people ask me, well, can you come to where I am? I tell them I can, but it might be a little costly, especially if you're outside of the Toledo, Ohio area. Things could be arranged. If, let's say, a group of you is like-minded in needing what you need out of computer training. Maybe there could be talks as far as setting up like a workshop and having a workshop or a lecture or like a one-day seminar
type of thing. You know what?
And then, let me finish because I don't want to take up too much more time. And then I mentioned that, you know, what's available, what cannot be available in person can be available virtually.
Right.
So there's more than one way to get what you need.
Exactly. And I just want to piggyback on something you mentioned about the competition. And what entrepreneurs need to understand, our competition is not our problem. Our service is our concern. So we spend too much time concentrating on what the competition is doing instead of concentrating on perfecting your craft to set yourself way above your competition.
Right,
you know?
And I agree with you totally, and that's a great thing. And I will finish so Mr. Williams can get back to his thoughts.
No, this is Mr. Bogley on. Mr. Williams been gone.
Oh, he's been gone. Oh, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. My apologies.
This is
I'm
no,
looking
that,
at the description.
That's quite all right.
I didn't know it was somebody else. I am so sorry. My apologies, sir.
I think we're all friends here on the call, so that's
yes,
all good.
Yes, we are.
We are more than friends. We are family. Oh, it's amazing.
Hey, it's a good thing.
This is a good thing. Well, Miss Computer, thank you. It's a long time we didn't hang out together. I thank you for coming, and I hope you're planning on being at the Entrepreneurial Conference in May, and we'll follow up with that. So, but thank you for taking the time to call in.
Well, you're very
Todd,
welcome, and I thank you.
You are very welcome.
Okay,
Todd,
bye-bye.
We have a mere 11 minutes remaining. I want for you, please, to give out your contact information and then give a couple closing statements, please.
Sure. Well, first, everyone on the, I assume, archive, podcast, or who's listening live right now, more than welcome. Let's connect on LinkedIn. My email address is my name. It's Todd, T-O-D-D, dot Bagley. That's B as in boy, A, G as in Gregory, L-E-Y, at Keetro.com. So feel free on LinkedIn, send me an invite. Let's connect. And if you have any questions about Keetro as you're signing up for service, that's a great email address as well. Please feel free to contact me directly, and I'll help you as I may.
All right. Now, what would your closing thoughts be, Todd?
Well, you know, the first closing thought is I want to remind everyone that you have a vision conference coming up.
Oh, thank you.
And that we're very excited about the conference and the opportunity to help support
not only your efforts, but the efforts of every entrepreneur or business person that's going to be in attendance,
mm-hmm.
and that as we have agreed, we're going to supply free membership upgrades to the Key Vantage mm-hmm. membership service level at no additional charge, just for your people attending the event. So
right.
We're very excited to be supporting all the effort there because, we all need to get together. There's no substitute for being in a room with other people, like-minded, hearing new information, and then, it's in that opportunity to, right after you've heard that information, to begin the dialogue and discuss mm-hmm. with the other people that are there. I mean, information dissemination, to hear the information is one thing, but to really be able to have those engaging conversations, to network, those are the real values of taking the time out to get face-to-face with other people. And so I strongly encourage that people attend the Vision Conference.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And, of course, we will be talking very soon so we can get all set up on that. I'm happy for that little piece of surprise, Todd. You keep it secret from me.
It's the least we could do. We want to support business sales professionals. We want to support the ecosystem. This is a great way to do that. And so thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for believing in the vision that God has given me. And listen to guys, this is what we talk about when we talk about adding value to each other. When you add value, value comes back to you without you even requesting it. So we just need to go out there and keep doing the things that God has ordained us and created us to do. And the blessings will come pouring in more than we can contain. We will be having so much surplus that we can just bless each other with. So again, I am just so thankful for both my guests on this morning. And I know this will not be the last time that you hear their voices on this show, because they have so much to help us grow our businesses. And I'm just so excited. Todd, I just look forward to the blossoming of Keetra's and our relationship, because we have a work to do for this world. We need to
Absolutely.
Shine light on all the powerful people that is out there. So I want to give you 3 minutes for a closing statement.
Well, just a real quick plug for the site then.
Yes.
Keytro.com, that's KEYTRO.com. Please visit if you're looking for a solution provider to help you with the purchase. Please search on our system, utilize our key introduction tool, start those communications, utilize our service to make that match.
Yes.
And if you are a sales professional, I invite you, join us. We have 3 service levels. Our key member account is a free service level. The additional ones, Key Vantage, and the top key accounts are reasonably priced upgrades. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely no obligation. Join us. Promote yourself.
That's right.
Let us help you help yourself. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, Todd, I want to thank you, but I also want to make a public announcement that I am looking for stories. If you have a story that you have done something in the lives of someone that has made a real impact with them, and it's something that you are underestimating because you never thought of the impact that it has made in their lives, I want to have your story. I want to hear your story. And you can email me at Daphne, Daphne, at clarkhudson.com, clarkehudson.com, or DynamicDaphne@AOL.com. I'm collecting your stories, and I will keep you abreast of what those stories will be doing. But if you want to be part of that project, get your stories coming in to me. And again, I want to remind you that registration for the conference ends on February the 14th. So get on to Eventbrite. Look for Vision Weekend Conference 2010. We also want you to join our fan page on the Facebook and join us on Twitter. And we just pray that you will see it fitting into your mission that you're on to join us at the conference. I want to thank all the people who are listening, those who took time out to be in the chat room, call the telephone. I want to thank my two experts, Mr. Greg Williams with TD Bank and Mr. Todd Bogley from Keytro Corp for so eloquently deposit in my listeners this morning and into my vision. And as always, I want to remind you that you do not have to settle for mediocrity, because you have the ability in which to create excellence. I want you to keep focus on your destiny. Do not allow anyone or anything to ever derail you. So follow your destiny. I will see you next week. Same time, same place. I love you all.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? My destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord.
can almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know. To the Lord tonight and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. Hallelujah, I know what I'm here for. Yes, he's a mighty God, he's a great God, he's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him, begin to praise him, begin to thank him, begin to praise him, begin to thank him, begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.